Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Onalit Dani with the evening news. First, the headlines. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang visits subsidence affected portions of National Highway 29 at Lieso Cha. AICC President Mallikarjun Kharge to visit Kohima on October 7 to address public rally. Kohima Excise seizes over 12,000 bottles of codeine syrup at Kuzama Interstate Check Gate. And Nagaland to witness thunderstorm and lightning with moderate rain at most places till 3rd of October. Now the news in detail. Deputy Chief Minister and Minister in Charge of National Highways T.R. Zeliang today visited the subsidence-affected portions of National Highway 29 at Lieso Cha and Kezonu Kimo Old KMC dumping areas. Addressing media persons at the site, Mr. Zeliang said that the state government has already completed land assessment for a 250-meter stretch at a previous landslide location and land acquisition will proceed following approval from the SLA.
And the state government has provided 4 crore for this emergency work to divert the 250-meter portion. But the recent development which has taken place near Mandir, that we have to prepare the estimate and send for new sanction DPR and take up with the MRT. And another area that before reaching the temple area, like this site, we have to acquire the land and we have to go for hillside haircut. We will not use the with the existing road. So we have to discuss with the landowner whether they can provide the land. Payment will be made, but whether they will provide the land, that we need to discuss with the village council.
Mr. Zeliang also informed that MORTH has sanctioned the blacktopping of the 12.6-kilometer stretch from Jotsoma Bypass Junction to Lerae Junction with a central allocation of 19 crore rupees. However, due to escalating costs and ground realities, the state government has pitched in an additional 4 crore rupees, while the centre has further sanctioned 2 crore rupees under special repairs for immediate landslide-related restoration.
Payment, they have to issue a quarter. But because of this new development that taken place, we need to send additional proposal. That is, the whole length, 12.6 kilometers from Jotsoma Junction to Lerae is 12.6 kilometers. For that, sanction has come, 19 crore. But now that will not suffice according to the present situation. So state government has provided additional amount of 4 crore and another special repair. 2 crore has come from Delhi for immediate repair of this area. For permanent protection, that I have already informed this MORTH and Regional Office Guwahati to come and see and how to prepare this future permanent protection measure that will work out after they come here and see on the spot.
On the development of alternative routes, Mr. Zeliang informed that 2 to 3 bypass proposals are under consideration.
We have 2-3 alternative roads we have proposed. That is the Kohima Capital Bypass, which is going from Newland, and that will come out in Dosmal. That is 37 kilometers only from Newland. Phase 1, about 2-3 kilometers is under completion. Phase 2 and Phase 3 is already completed up to Dosmal. That is one Capital Bypass, which was sanctioned long time back, 2016. But because of land owner problem, this was delayed. But now everything is settled, and the work is in full swing.
The Deputy Chief Minister also said it has proposed that the Kohima Bypass should begin from Paducha to the 10th mile rather than from Jotsoma Junction to Bypass Junction, which is currently being constructed by NHIDCL. All India Congress Committee AICC President and Member of Parliament Mallikarjun Kharge will be visiting Kohima, Nagaland on October 7th along with other Congress leaders. Mr. Kharge will address a public rally at Naga Solidarity Park in Kohima on the same day. Nagaland Pradesh Congress Committee President and Lok Sabha MP S. Sapungmarin Jamyar informed this during a press conference at Congress Bhavan in Kohima today. Mr. Jamyar said, besides the public rally, Mr. Kharge will be having separate meetings with the District Congress Committee Presidents and Political Affairs Committee.
The public rally is mainly to save the democracy, to save the secularism, and to save our Nagaland. So, basing on that, we're going to political agendas, our youth employment and entrepreneurs agenda also will come, the good governance also will come, then the road connectivity and reference to our Northeast states for the secularism.
Mr. Jamyar has called upon the people of the state, including the minorities, to attend the rally and put forward their problems. According to the organizers, over 10,000 of people are expected to turn up for the rally. In one of the biggest seizures in recent times in Naglen, the Kohima excise manning Kuzama Interstate Check Gate intercepted an Assam-registered vehicle carrying around 12,000 bottles of codeine-based cough syrup on Saturday. The syrup were neatly packed inside 100 carton boxes worth around 30 lakh rupees in the domestic market. A press release from the Office of the Deputy Commissioner of Excise, Zonal, stated that the driver of the vehicle, one Mirajul Islam from Nagaon District of Assam, has been arrested and booked under relevant section of the Narcotic Drugs and Psychotropic Substances Act 1985. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR, News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. The government has announced the next generation GST reforms to provide relief to the common man by reducing the taxes on several food items. Under GST 2.0, tax rate on pizza bread, khakra and chapati have been completely made tax-free, which earlier attracted 5% tax rate. Similarly, the taxes on paratha and parota, which were previously part of 18% tax slab, has also been exempted from the GST. Along with this, the government has brought down the tax rates on sauces and condiments such as curry paste, mayonnaise and mixed condiments to 5% from 12%. Guided by the mantra of Seva and Sushasan, that is public service and good governance, the government under Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been working tirelessly to bring transformation and progress. Today, in this special series, Seva Parv, we bring to you how the Modi government's railway reforms are modernizing India's lifeline, delivering world-class travel, enhanced safety and seamless connectivity for every citizen. We have a report.
India's railway reforms in the last decade have ignited a revolution on tracks, transforming the nation's lifeline into a powerhouse of progress. From Kashmir to Kanyakumari, the Indian Railways is weaving a seamless thread of connectivity, kicking off the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla rail line in Kashmir Valley. Recently, PM Modi said,
"Aaj Wadi-e-Kashmir Bharat ke rail network se jud gayi. Maa Bharati ka varnan karte hue hum shraddha bhav se kehte aaye hain, Kashmir se Kanyakumari, ye ab railway network ke liye bhi haqeeqat ban gaya hai."
The government also introduced Amrit Bharat Train and Namo Bharat Rapid Rail to make the journey safe and comfortable. During next 2 to 3 years, 200 new Vande Bharat trains, 100 Amrit Bharat trains, 50 Namo Bharat Rapid Rail and 17,500 general non-AC coaches are planned to revolutionize travel experience for masses. Looking into the future, a national rail plan has been prepared to create a future-ready railway system by 2030, focused on delivering a cheaper, safer and reliable mode of transport to the common man.
Additional Deputy Commissioner of Tenning, K. Furese Nui, today inaugurated the fourth edition of Inter-Ward League event at local ground in Tenning under Peren District. The week-long event is being organized by the Tenning Town Youth Organization. The league, featuring both football and volleyball competitions, will culminate on 4th October. Speaking at the program, Tenning Town Youth Organization President Bakam said, this year's event is being held under the theme Reduce, Reuse, Recycle, emphasizing both grassroots sports promotion and environmental responsibility. And Naglen State Disaster Management Authority, NSDMA, has informed that the state will witness thunderstorm and lightning with moderate rain at most places till 3rd of October. However, it stated that the districts of Kohima, Kifire, Chumukedima, Dimapur, Newland and Twensang will witness heavy rain accompanied by localized thunderstorm and lightning tomorrow. In this regard, NSDMA has urged the people to take necessary measures, including avoiding lightning strikes and high winds, which can disrupt communication and connectivity. It also stated that due to the risk of high precipitation in the hill sector, Nagaland's lowland and foothill districts, including Dimapur, Newland, Chumukedima, Bhandari, Bhakti, Tizit and Tuli, are vulnerable to inundated waterlogging and flash floods. In case of any emergencies, people can contact the State Emergency Operations Center toll-free numbers 1070 or 112 for disaster management and 0370 229 1120 or 0370 22911122 for assistance. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Deputy Chief Minister Tia Zeliang visits subsidence-affected portions of National Highway 29 at Lesotho. AICC President Malik Arjun Kharge to visit Kohima on October 7 to address public rally. Kohima Excise seizes over 12,000 bottles of codeine syrup at Kuzama Interstate Check Gate. And Nagaland to witness thunderstorm and lightning with moderate rain at most places till 3rd of October. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Have a pleasant night.